I think it's very nerve-wracking coming to Parliament to give evidence of any particular area. And when this is so personal, about discrimination, about the better services that people need, about the practices that people are affected day by day with whether it's going to court or going through the education system, the prison system, how you're affected by data protection, and how you're affected through transphobia or maybe hate crime, and how your local health services work. So there were some very brave and open people helping us on this new committee's first inquiry to really make a wide-ranging view on some policy areas where the government is going to hopefully take some action for full equality for trans people.
Would you mind giving me a couple of examples, or maybe a story that stuck out for you as from one of these people?
Some of it was, you know, particularly harrowing to hear. People who, just by living their lives day to day, are subject to hate crime. So from being called names as you go to and from your home and to work, to having physical attacks on you, to being thrown dog feces at you. And that's just people going about their ordinary life. It was sobering and distressing to hear the amount of trans people who had reported attempting suicide as well.
What surprised me, actually, reading the paper that came out, the report, is the fact that you guys think the NHS is one of the major players in letting transgender people down as well, which surprised me.
Yeah, I think it was a lack of knowledge and understanding and an over-medicalising of transgender areas, and a recognition, actually, that the NHS is failing to deal in its legal duty under the Equality Act. Trans people encounter significant problems when just using general NHS services due to a lack of knowledge and understanding, and a failure to ensure zero tolerance on transphobic behaviour. So a root and branch review should be conducted by the NHS. But there are questions that we need to work out. So how, you know, transgender people, you know, do sport and take part of regular exercise classes, or indeed if they're, you know, champions or able to do very well, how Sport England can produce guidelines to make sure that sporting groups realise that they're likely on a few occasions to need to make sure that there's safety of different competitors. So, you know, some really wide-ranging issues. And yes, gay rights across the UK have come on in leaps and bounds, but the transgender area, you know, we're lagging behind on. But I think there's an appetite, certainly through the Women Equality Select Committee, to make sure that, you know, we bring them further forward and very much in line with the gay rights movement, which has changed so much, and rightly so.